my grandmother Bonnie, like, she wanted that name because it meant pretty. Dee Dee, they don't have any idea why I started calling him Dee Dee. But that's what I called him. And then all the rest of them, I was the oldest grandchild. Everyone else called him Dee Dee, too.
Yeah, whatever. Say if a child has a...
I don't know if it'd be interesting or not, sure, but my father called his mother Mamiya. The same one I called Mimi.
Mamiya. Sounds a little Italian. What about a name that a child is known by, say, just by members of his own family? They've given him a name. And
pet name.
Pet name. Or what about this thing that, is that your phone?
That's my daughter's phone.
Oh, I see. This thing with wheels that you can put a baby in it and, you know, it'll lie down and...
baby buggy.
Baby buggy. What would you say you're doing, though, if you put the baby in? You might say, well, I think I'll take the baby buggy and go out.
For a walk.
For a walk.
I wouldn't say perambulate or anything like that.
Roll the baby or something. Have you ever heard that? Roll him around or...
Well, I'm sure I have, but we just say go for a walk.
Go for a walk.
Or we'll go for a ride, one or the other. Although we usually use strollers.
Mm-hmm.
And not baby buggies. Baby buggies have really gone out.
What is that? Is that, you mentioned perambulator. Is that contracted to prams? Seems like
I think it probably is. It's not a term that's used in this part of the country.
Yeah. Well, what about a woman who's about to have a baby? You say she's...
pregnant.
Anything else you've heard that?
Full term.
What?
Full term.
Full term.
And she's just about to... Well, you're getting into medicine now.
Oh,
You're gonna...
That's a technical term.
Oh,
I see.
Oh, maybe, but it's one used by medical people.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
She's full term. That means she's going to have it... The baby's ready.
Mm-hmm. Well, are there any other expressions besides pregnant that you've heard people use around here?
PG, expecting,
You ever heard people say, well, so-and-so's in the family way?
Yes, but that's, just the older people.
Kind of antiquated.
Really antiquated, uh-huh. Right.
Uh-huh. Well, have you ever heard anybody say, well, so-and-so swallowed a pumpkin seed or something?
Yes,
like that?
I've heard that. That's also antiquated.
What would you call them if a doctor's not available to deliver? Sometimes a woman might be called...
midwife.
You ever heard her called anything else?
I think so, but I'm not sure.
Granny woman?
No.
This expression of, say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father, maybe his nose is shaped the same.
Spitting image.
Yeah, or you might say, well, the boy, his father...
takes after his father.
Or say if a woman has taken care of three children until after they're fully grown, you say that she's...
raised them.
If a child has been misbehaving, you might tell him, now, well, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good...
whipping. I'm going to say, I'll wear you out. Or turn you over my checkered apron. Not that I've ever had a checkered apron, but that's an old expression.
Checkered apron, yeah. What if, say, if a boy is, 2 inches taller this year than he was last year, you might say, well, my goodness, you sure have.
Grown.
What would you call a child that's born to an unmarried woman? Be a what?
I call it an illegitimate child. I don't...
ever heard any other?
Bastard or, I think they've got other terms than too.
Ever heard one called a woods colt?
No.
Never heard that?
No.
What about a volunteer?
No. Volunteer. That's pretty good.
Makes sense.
Yes, that's true. Just a little surprise.
What about if you're